Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It's Sue Tabb and Kendra Petroni, and we're excited to have not one, but two guests today. You may remember them from this show.
Come on.
When they were just kids, Bernadette Yao and Mara Mullaney were cast members in the iconic and beloved PBS show Zoom. The cast was a diverse group of young people who shared their talents, encouraged discussion, and read letters and ideas from fans.
Zoom became one of the most successful non-commercial children's series of the 1970s. Over the course of six seasons, millions of kids watched Zoom and sent in an average of 10,000 letters a week. We all remember it well, from the ubby-dubby talk to the ultimate zip code 02134. The show attracted a huge fan base. Today, we talk to former cast members Bernadette and Mara as the show celebrates its 50th anniversary and the impact it had on a generation of kids. Hello, Mara. Hello, Bernadette.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank
I feel like,
you so much.
Yes, I feel like I should say habai, frabens.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Well, first I have to say happy 50th anniversary, ladies. And I'm going to start with you, Mara. How old were you when you became a cast member for Zoom? And what was it like to do a show with an entire cast of kids, your peers?
Well, it's still mind-blowing to me that it could possibly have been 50 years ago.
Right.
I was 10 years old, and Zoom was on for one season, so I was a fan like everybody else. And I auditioned. I had no background in any kind of formal training of, you know, acting, singing, dancing, or anything. And was lucky enough to be chosen for the show. It really was amazing. The group of kids that worked together, to this day, were friends. And it just was like making, you know, other friends at school or you know, cousins or, you know, some kind of family extension. We all got along. We all had just such blast. And, you know, it was just such a magical experience.
And I think a lot of that really came through to the audience. Like, I know as somebody who watched the show, it felt like you guys were friends, like truly friends. It wasn't like a forced thing. You guys seemed to be genuinely engaged with each other, and we all wanted to be you guys. Like, I wanted one of those striped polo shirts so bad, and you guys would dance around and tell jokes and riddles. I can't imagine that you would have ever thought that it would have resonated the way it has. I mean, it's an icon.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of is mind-boggling to me is that unlike other shows from years gone by that are on in reruns, no matter what time of day or where you are, you can find, you know, Gilligan's Island, The Brady Bunch. But Zoom has not been on in reruns. And yet, the memories for people are so vivid, and they're just, it's amazing to me that for all these years, they've held on to so many moments from that show. It's really very humbling to think that you had even a small part of that. I want to just tell you a quick thing along those lines. We've never done any appearances at nostalgia shows before, but we did the first one ever last April. And one of the other guests appearing at this show was Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my God, Laura Ingalls.
When I tell you that when Melissa Gilbert walks over and is starstruck to meet you, you just think, what dream have I just walked into? It just doesn't, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around that. But,
yeah.
I mean, just what a lot of gratitude. What an experience.
Oh, my God. What a pinch me moment, right? Oh,
I know.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly.
Bernadette, I love that the show encouraged young people to celebrate their talents and their unique interests. It started with each cast member doing a signature move. I feel like your arm move has become something of a legend here in Boston. Do people still ask you to do it?
When they know that I was on Zoom, then yes. They either say my name and do the arm thing or ask me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, Sue's been doing it all morning. So.
I have been doing it all morning because honestly, like when
I hope you didn't hurt yourself.
I know. When I think of Zoom, I think of I'm Bernadette and then I do the arm thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Oh, it was kind of a fluke that I did this because we were all in the green room, and we were all asked to do a signature at the opening of the show. And I wanted to do a backwards walkover. I was just starting to get into gymnastics, but I was not good at it. But I loved just tumbling and doing stuff. And then my dear friend Lori, who was on the show with me, she was the most amazing gymnast, and she was doing a backwards walkover from the floor, hoisting herself up over her head and then landing on her feet. So they said, Lori, why don't you do that? And Bernadette, find something else to do.
Oh, wow.
And Lori, you know, I was like, I don't know what to do. And Lori's like, well, why don't you do this? And she just kind of waved her hands back, you know, around each other. And I said, I don't know. And I went home and I asked my father, and he was born and raised in China, as well as my mother. And they both met each other here in New York while they were in grad school. And I was born in the U.S. But, you know, being born in America, but also being a daughter of immigrants, I was trying to be as Americanized as possible. I spent my early years, all the way up till I was 12 when I was on Zoom, trying to perfect my English, trying to act what I thought was typical American. And then I come home, I said, Dad, I have no idea of what to do in the signature. And he said, well, why don't you do this? And he's the one that showed me the arm thing, but he did it three times in a row. So it looked like helicopter propellers just going round and round and round. And I just thought at that time, you know, you don't think your parents are cool during those times.
Right.
You know, in middle school. I'm like, Dad, that's not cool. And he learned that from a Chinese opera when he was in China. The warlords who were, you know, people that were acting like warlords would have swords, two swords, and they would turn it around like that. But he said, use your arms. And I had nothing else to no other idea. So I went back the next day. I said, okay, I guess I'll just do this. I don't have any other idea. And Christopher, our producer, executive producer, said, that's it. Okay, go in the studio. And he immediately brought me in there before I could say, oh, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. You know?
I love
and we
that.
Just did it very quickly, and that was it.
I love that. That's a great story.
Yeah, it is.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your favorite memories from the show and what you learned from your time being on the cast?
Well, first of all, just the cab ride in was so much fun. The Boston taxi would come all the way out to my town in the suburbs and pick me up after school on Wednesdays and after school on Fridays.
Wow.
And,
how
you know,
cool
I lived
is that?
In a town
you had a
that
car
was very
service?
Isolated.
That's crazy.
Well, you know,
that's
big
awesome.
I didn't get to ride in. I didn't get a ride in that car. So they had some extra perk or something. I don't know.
Well, they would pick up Leon first, and he was also out in the suburbs at a school for the METCO program. He was part of the METCO program, And then they picked me up, and then they would pick up Lori in her town and drive us all in there. We'd all be chattering and just so excited to get in there to the studio. And then we would run right up to the Studio A, which was the biggest studio at 125 Western Ave at GBH. And we would see how it was decorated on Friday nights for our production number. Or on Wednesday, we would meet with everyone and start going over the rehearsals of the choreography and music. And this was like, all the kids that were on our cast were like my best friends. And mm-hmm. this was like an after-school program to me. You know, when we did the tapings, mm-hmm. it was a quiet studio. Only the stage manager and three camera guys would be in there. And, of course, all of the wonderful people in the control room. But there was no audience, per se. And you're just, you know, quietly with your friends on this gorgeous set and three cameras. And the camera operators were all like our uncles, you know. So it just didn't seem yeah. like it was going to be this big deal, you know, mm-hmm. when I first started. But when I joined, I did meet Maura and Ann and Jay and David and also Nancy mm-hmm. Kenny and Tracy, because we did that How Do You Do music production number that switches the cast. And then we join and take over the old three. And when I saw all those guys, I was starstruck because I had seen them on TV. And that's when I realized, wow, this is real.
Yeah. This, you're kind of a big deal. Maura, this
they
one
were.
Is.
They
this,
were.
Yeah, this one is for you, Maura. I feel like the show sure. Zoom was ahead of its time in so many ways because there was a very heavy focus on inclusion and diversity, teamwork. It even promoted mm-hmm. what we'd probably call crowdsourcing today because you used your audience as content producers. You guys would read the letters they sent in, riddles, you mm-hmm. know, jokes, whatever. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. In so many ways, Zoom was really groundbreaking and ahead of its time. I mean, we had, you know, people from different neighborhoods in Boston, different towns in Massachusetts, different ethnic backgrounds, different, you know, there was just diversity everywhere. And I think that was really one of the most important things that Zoom brought to TV sets in the 1970s. You know, without the fans sending in all their ideas, we wouldn't have the material that we had. And that's the thing that made Zoom so unique was that we asked the audiences not only to watch, but to interact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like what you see, send us your ideas. If you've never tried to write a play before, try to do that now and send it to us. You know, it really got the viewer to engage with the show. And, yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me now, you know, as an adult, to think back to the people like Christopher Sarson, who created the show, the vision that he had, the amount of talent that we were able to work with is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, these people were in their 30s, and I think, how did they come up with these amazing ideas? But that's just the mystery of creativity, I guess, you know, and how lucky we were to get to be part of that.
Maura,
and it's true, like Bernadette said, that we were all friends. And it was like, you know, we had extra brothers and sisters, you know, because of our experiences together. So.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We are your co-hosts, Sue Tabb and Kendra Petroni, and we're joined today by two of the original cast members from the beloved children's series Zoom. Maura Mullaney and Bernadette Yao were cast members for the half-hour PBS show that was geared for 7 to 12-year-olds. It was a brightly colored, optimistic look at 70s kid culture, and now 50 years later, they still have a strong following of devoted fans. Lots of events are planned to celebrate the milestone. Let's get back to our conversation. Maura, I wanted to ask, how has the show impacted who you are today and what you do for work, and what part has it played in your present life?
It's impacted me in ways that, you know, I took risks that I didn't, you know, I don't know that I would have normally taken. It gave me opportunities. I don't think at the time that I was, you know, had auditioned for the show, I had any ambitions to do anything in entertainment. So it opened up whole different perspectives and attitudes about what was possible. It was an amazing thing to work around such gifted people. I did a little bit of work after Zoom. I did some stage productions and I did some voiceover work. But really for me, I didn't ever, you know, as I got older and I took some acting classes, I realized just how difficult real acting is. Mm-hmm. On Zoom, we were just being who we were. You know, how it impacted me, I think, is just to open me up to being an inclusive person, listening to other ideas, pushing myself to do things that I didn't think I was able to do. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing thing to experience at that age. Some of the things we did after Zoom, we did a program called Adventures in Music, where some of us who had been on Zoom would go to schools in Massachusetts, and we had members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra behind us.
Wow.
And what we did was, through music, we taught kids. We did like Peter and the Wolf with members of the BSO, and it kind of taught kids about classical music and different elements of classical music and how it's put together. And it was just, to me, that more than anything resonated. I can remember having goosebumps watching these musicians performing behind me. And I was maybe, you know, at that time, 11 or 12, you know, to have an opportunity like that, just amazing.
Bernadette, same question to you. How did Zoom influence you or the paths maybe that you've chosen in your life?
I definitely found my love in music while I was on Zoom. I was always singing. I sang before I even learned to talk, apparently from my parents. I think meeting Newt Wayland, who was the music director and the one who wrote Come On and Zoom and Box 350, Boston Math, 02134, you know, he was brilliant. And he was a pianist and I think assistant conductor for the Boston Pops. And he was the one also that directed Adventures in Music and brought us on. So I really learned a lot from him and eventually went on to do music theater, classical music training with my voice. But I was also working in school for telecommunications. I never let go of the TV experience. I loved it so much, being in the control room. At one point, I wanted to be a director. Mm. And when I got back out of college, I graduated with a degree in arts and sciences. I decided to go full into telecommunications and still keep my music studies, and went into GBH and started working there from the ground up, from a secretary in the development department to frontline, and then to production assistant for Live Pledge, and also for Martha Stewart's first show, Entertaining with Martha Stewart. We did a special with her.
Exciting.
So I'm still in music. I did leave TV for now, and I just love music. It's always been part of my life, and that means the most to me.
Mm-hmm. Mara, I want to ask you, as the show celebrates its 50th anniversary, there are some awesome events going on because, of course, the fan base is still so strong. Can we talk about the collectibles extravaganza? I know it's July 1st through the 3rd in Boxborough. Will you be there? And tell us a little bit more about the event.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, we have never done any of these kind of appearances ever. And met a gentleman named Stuart Hirsch, who is someone who books people into these conventions and different things. And he worked on us for about 3 years to get us to come to the conclusion that, yeah, let's try this. And we did the first one ever in New Jersey in April of this year. It was mind-blowing. It was an amazing thing to meet so many people who were fans and who had great memories of the show. And we had such a good time that they said, well, you know, we have something in Massachusetts. And, you know, Bernadette is still local, but for those of us who are not, it is a great opportunity to come home. Mm-hmm. And again, just be at this event where fans can come on in and meet us. It's a really fun time for us, and I think for the fans too who want to come out. Bernadette and myself will be there. We'll be joined by Nancy Joe and Kenny, who are from the original cast. So three original Zoomers. And it's just so much fun.
And you guys had a very unique shared experience that, you know, just a handful of you had being cast members on this iconic show. But it's amazing that you've all kept in touch the way you have. And the other thing that strikes me is how much people are embracing the whole nostalgia of this show. But I think we're at a time right now where your 50th anniversary comes at a time where we all need the positivity that and the good feeling that that show brought and the community that that show brought. And I think this couldn't be a better time to celebrate that.
Oh, I agree. We definitely, I think, have represented that you can be different and you can exchange ideas and you can still be best of friends. and to really celebrate those differences and not be threatened by them or, you know, that's just one of the really unique things about the show and in these current times that we're in. Celebrate diversity is a really special thing.
Bernadette, is there anything that you wish your 10-year-old self knew?
Your Zoom self?
Wow, that's a great question. I was a very shy kid, and my world was just in my town and my family and all that. So to expand out into this Zoom world, even though we were in a studio, it really didn't hit me until after probably the first two appearances that I was on the show started to air and my friends started to notice. Before that, I wasn't really noticed in my school. I was the shy, quiet Chinese girl of maybe only a handful of us that were in the school, people of color. But after the show started airing, I made a lot more friends, you know. But later on,
I'm sure you did.
All of a sudden, Bernadette, all of a sudden you had a prom date.
Well, no, I was still one of the last people to be asked, you know. But eventually I was asked. But anyway, later on, I think it was just people came up to me and would do the arm thing. And that's when I really started to get an idea of the impact. And for now, as you said, I think most of us have felt very isolated during the pandemic. And I know I have. And for me to be able to stay in touch online on Zoom, on conferencing with my Zoom family, and then to be able to go to this live event, which I've never done, this will be my first time, but I heard such great things about the past one that I wanted to join in. I was really reluctant before. But it's because we as Zoomers, and I'm talking about the cast as well as the viewers who watched us, we were best friends. We hung out with each other after school on TV. And, you know, kids who wrote in were waiting to see if their play was going to be performed by us or if we were going to read their poem. We were excited to see what kind of letters we were going to get or drawings from the viewers. So it was really an amazing interaction and exchange in the 70s. So to be able to go to this event on July 1st through the 3rd, I'm really looking forward to finally seeing and meeting the other Zoomers who watched us and that we can all have a reunion and remember that unique time and that unique experience that only we can remember and share with each other. And I think that's really special. And to, you know, when we see each other, the Zoomers, the Zoom cast, we, like Morris said, we do kind of regress back into our child selves again.
Yes.
And it's hysterical. It's so much fun. We're laughing. We're just, you know, joking around and sometimes getting annoyed, just like we did, you know, when we're kids and having little brothers, a little sister. I was the oldest sister in my family. So, you know, it was fun to go back to that energy again. And I think we need it sometimes to remember that there is positivity, but we need to remember that we have it within each of us and to let go of those layers of, you know, fear and anger and masking and armoring and allow the heart to open and trust with all its vulnerability and tenderness, but to reveal our true selves to each other and our compassion for ourselves, first of all, so that we can have compassion for others. And I think, you know, doing these reunion shows and reunion live events could be very healing for me. I'll just speak for myself. And I'm hoping for others who come and see us.
And I do want to remind people of when that show is. It's the Collectibles Extravaganza Independence Weekend Show. It's July 1st through the 3rd. It's at the Boxborough Regency Hotel in Boxborough, Massachusetts. And you can get tickets at CollectiblesExtravaganza.com. Oh, my God, this has been such a treat.
I know.
I can't believe we're out of time.
I know. Thank you so much to Bernadette Yao and Mara Mullaney for being our guests on Exceptional Women today. These Zoomers are celebrating an important milestone in television history and in pop culture. We thank you so much for sharing your memories and your insight and for what you brought us and what you continue to bring to us today.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate this so
much. With a pleasure.
You've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is our honor and privilege to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you if you know someone who is making a difference. Just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram at Sue.Tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. And join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.